Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. In the last 2 weeks, as we wrap up 2020, I want to give you the top 10 podcasts that we have had since our birth back in 2016. I'm going to give you the top 6 through 10 this week, starting with number 10. And I'm going to give you the highlights in the actual podcast, so maybe with 1 to 2 minutes long of each one. And actually, show notes will have the actual times of when these podcasts highlights of each podcast actually starts. But number 10 is Narcy, the owner of Cable CrossFit in Upland. Number 9 is basically using ultrasound to detect life-threatening conditions. Ultrasound and medical technology for 1-2, interviewed with Christy Jones. See a highlight from that. Number 8 is one of our talks about suicide prevention with Narima Verduzzo, I think it's called pronounced. One of our mental health experts, and you'll see her notes and also podcasts too, and her highlights from that, preventing a suicide. Number 7 is one of my workshops of feet ankle walking exercises for balance, one of my workshops back in 2018, along with number 6 being my friend Henry of ASB Therapy, who does massage and also physical therapy on his clients. Again, you'll have the actual podcast will be the each highlights from each podcast, each highlight. And also, if you go to the actual post itself, you can get the actual links to each person if you want to contact them directly. But I want to thank these people for being on my show in the past few years, making the show a great success for both patients and both for people of our community. All right, so enjoy the show. There'll be no wrap-ups. So enjoy the show. I'll see you next week for numbers 5 through 1. So amazing, right? Enjoy the show. I'll see you next week.
Work together. Hey, look, let's help. Let's make sure there's no one left behind.
Yeah, so the cool thing that we see in our gym is those more experienced athletes are also giving instruction to the newer athlete.
So
the coaches are going around, and I'll see somebody giving instruction to a new athlete, and I'll just go and stand there and listen to what they're saying.
Perfect.
And if they're telling them the right thing, then I'll let them tell them. I mean, that's the atmosphere that we want to have around here, where somebody is given, jumping in and giving them that correction.
Yeah.
Even when a coach isn't around. But ultimately, it's educating each individual person. So they're not going to be here forever. We're not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to take their, whether they move or they get a new job or life hits them.
You plan for that. You educate them to make sure they know what to do properly when they're outside.
Yeah, so when they can do it on their own.
It's classic.
And by having this testing done, allows them to see how this is what you have now. How do we fix this? How do we change it so it doesn't affect you as you grow?
And health doesn't have to be hard.
No.
Right, and it can be fun. Just stay healthy with regards to the scans or just in general?
In general.
In general is making time for themselves, creating those healthy habits that they know are going to give them the energy and the health that they want.
Good.
Sometimes we're so busy that we forget to take care of our own body.
Huge.
So it's getting people back and paying attention to their body and noticing what's going on. And then making those time to eat healthy food, time to get some exercise in there, time to see their chiropractor.
And being effective with your time when you spend time on your health, as we do with our family and kids and sometimes selfishly for ourselves, if we can do that and form those habits, it becomes part of our lifestyle, daily, weekly, whatever it is, so you maintain that. And by doing so, again, going back to the scan, this gives you the peace of mind that what you're doing for your health is effective.
Is it a dopamine increase
dopamine
and a serotonin
increase,
drop?
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that viewing these images over and over is actually causing a chemical reaction in their brains.
And with that dopamine, what does dopamine do usually?
Makes you feel good.
Makes you feel good. And when you lose dopamine, that rush, then what happens?
Then you crash.
Then you crash, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you crash, how would you feel after that rush, after that excitement?
Yes.
What's the opposite of that?
Then it's depression. And that's when depression sets in. And so if you're doing that to yourself, I like to try to use analogies for people to understand in their body. So again, you know, if I eat all this chocolate, I'm going
love
to,
chocolate.
You know, rush. And then what happens? You have a sugar crash and then you feel lethargic and bad, right? So the same thing's kind of happening in the brain when you're doing this. You're viewing these images over and over and over again. You get the dopamine rush. Then, you know, then there's this reality set in. I can't, when you're done looking at it, or I can't do that. And so then you have the crash. And the thing about when we're saying that children or teens are concrete thinkers, then in that moment, that feels like they're forever. There's not a lot of forethought.
No.
And so then when that feels like forever and they're in that depressed state, then what happens? Then that's when you start to see, and this goes into a little bit of
a different
subject.
That's what,
talking
so,
about.
And parents, in my sense, how does a parent understand the science behind it?
Right.
So understand how to get
exactly.
out of that. and reverse that process.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So cutting is is an issue.
Okay.
And the reason kids cut is because it gives them that endorphin kick.
There you
and
go.
And it sounds, people, it's hard to conceptualize, because you're like, that physically hurts, how could you do that? But it gives them an endorphin kick. So now you're just finding ways to get rushes all of the time. And yep. You know, really, then so many risk factors. Now we go into like, well, then you start experimenting with drugs, what happens?
Why not?
You know, then that gives you a rush.
It's only one step
yes.
from that last step. It may seem a big jump from a kid being
right.
healthy and normal, but at that point, that one step for them is just one more step.
Right. And these are, and this isn't like I don't ever want to like scare people. I don't want this to be like
no.
a scare tactic. But we're just talking about risk. We're just increasing risk. So if someone
what
tells
you
right,
there.
That this is a risk factor, well, if we can mitigate that, like, why don't we? It's not going to hurt to
that's,
decrease the risk factor. It is going to hurt if we increase the risk factor.
There you go.
How you feel, Bill?
Great.
Great. It's so dark.
Yeah, it is a little dark. Then down all the way. Then switch sides. Hold it up for 2 seconds. 1, 2. Other side. Getting a little warmed up in there. Does that feel okay? A little higher with that side too, if you can. There we go. Good. Other side. Good. Good. Get a little higher. There we go. Good. Roll up on the on your toe and back on the heel. We'll keep that foot forward too. Bill, keep it forward, and then roll back this way. Good. So without moving your foot. Stay up here the whole time.
Okay.
There we go. Good. Lower your foot back. Stay right there. Again, good. And back again. Hold it. A little hard to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll switch sides too. Spin the right foot forward. Keep it there. Roll forward on the heel. Good. Roll back and keep the foot there. There we go. Good. Forward, hold, and back. Gets down that toe, good. Forward, keep that foot in to keep the toe in also. There we go. There we go. Good. Okay. Now we're gonna walk this.
Stop, roll, stop.
Okay. It's like we're in your wedding party. Right there, it's good. Bring that toe in. There we go. Bring that right toe when you go in. There you go. Right toe in, dead better. Good, head up, right there, good. Good, right there, head up, and turn around. Same thing this way. Get that right toe in, there we go. Stop, good. Stop, good. Stop, good. Head up, there we go. Good. Okay, turn around one more time. Eyes closed, good. Good, nice and slow. There we go. Look how you're rolling your feet. Good. Turn around for me. Turn around. One more time this way. Eyes closed. When he's in front of the camera, man, he does great work. Right here. Keep that right toe in. There we go. Good. Eyes closed. Good. Foot. Good. And up. Body up. There we go. Better. Good. One more step. Good. Now we're going to stay right there. We'll open your eyes. What we're going to do is now we're going to walk backwards. Same thing. So I'm going to have you do watch my feet first and then come back this way.
Okay.
Do a reverse step and plant that heel. That's where you're going to stop. There we go. Good. Good. Like that. Who is this guy? Good. Right there. Plant the heel. There we go. Plant the heel. Stop. Good. Good. Plant the heel. Good. One more. Perfect. Then turn around for me. So let's try it one more time this way. It keeps your body up by going backwards. Makes you want to lean back to hold your balance. Look at that.
hand. All right. Head up. One more.
You got this thing down, sir.
What do you want
to do? Hang on. Hey,
there it is.
I don't know which way is the best way.
Come on, get it.
Okay.
You ready? Right here. One spot. Uh-huh. Okay. Good.
Oof,
all right, Bill.
Oof, he says. How you feel, Bill? Look at
great.
The camera.
Great.
Depending on their job.
Okay.
Depending
it's a more occupational based.
Occupational based, habitual based. One gentleman, his wife was a occupational therapist, and he's having some right side pain issues, and the pain was actually coming from when he'd use the phone. So, and I asked him, well, do you always use the right hand? And he said, yes. I said, do you ever use the left hand? Yeah. He looked at me like I was a genius.
Like, who's this Albert Einstein guy?
What? Oh, yeah, actually. That doesn't hurt, yeah. So now we can do the stretching and the strengthening. That so it's not really about age group. It's a more I get more of a sense of like how much of a habit and how long of a habit have you had?
What's their daily routine and how have they gone away from what good is for them and gone to what feels comfortable?